Hey, America.
Start listening now.
All right, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. All right.
Good. Yeah.
All right. So last week we had some issues with pronunciations. I figured we'd do a little bit of a crash course.
We sounded fine. Perfect, in fact.
Sure. Whatever you say. All right. So just repeat after me. Gleviche.
Glasnost.
Gleviche.
Glenny Kravitz.
Glandular problem.
Gleviche.
Glove box.
Claire
Evans.
God, just roll the music.
Forget it. Hi, welcome to 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, now streaming on Disney Plus. I am Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And you have reached our second part of our Junior Eurovision 2019 preview.
Woo!
If you're listening to this one, you haven't listened to the one prior. You should really listen to the one prior, because that's the first half of the roster for this year's JESC.
Yes, we handled the first 10 songs last week, and we're going to get into the last 9 and then kind of give our final thoughts and figure out who we think is going to win. And
it's not who I think is going to win. It's who I demand will win.
Right. Well,
or else you're just going to march over to Poland yourself and grab Jan Ulysen by the ear and say, make it right.
Is that where he's from? Is he from Poland?
He's Norwegian,
he's
right?
Norwegian. But you know, he's going to be in Poland.
Oh,
he's the executive supervisor of the damn thing.
Oh, I thought he just did senior Eurovision.
No, he does. Yeah. He does junior he will until the end of next year, right. In which case he's retiring.
But nice. He doesn't pawn this off to the second executive
the
thing,
assistant.
Like the second round of the NBA draft.
That's a discussion for another time.
Okay, fair enough. All right, we got a lot to get to. Let's see. Montenegro dropped out. Maroof watch, whatever. Moving on. First song of this episode is the Netherlands.
It is the Netherlands with Matthew with Dance Met Jou or Dance With You.
Let's give it a listen. Let's dance this song together. It's only getting better. When it's bigger, don't it go? Every day you spin me round. When it's bigger, don't it go? Dance with you. Let's dance this song together. It's only getting better. When it's bigger, don't it go? Dance with you. All right, everybody.
That jean jacket can sing.
Can't dance, though.
Hey, listen, all right. For those of you who just listened to that snippet but did not watch the video, please go watch the video so you can see this kid and his 4 friends in the worst bleached jean jackets dancing the equivalent of New Kids on the Block choreography.
But you know what? Those are iridescent jean jackets. And in a nation where bike safety is so important, good on him for having such a responsible message.
Essentially
good on you,
Matthew. PSA. Yeah.
The Netherlands, yes. Home of Chocomel and the Pancake Bakery.
And those jackets.
And those jackets.
I'll say this song is harmless. This song doesn't offend me for as much as it is clearly just like a your run-of-the-mill dancey pop song.
Mm.
This doesn't offend me. I can listen to this again. I can listen to this again after that. I'm good with this.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it. I don't love it, but it's fun. This is a fun one to start the episode on, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like this would be a great one to... have they said anything about running order?
Not yet. I think they're probably going to draw probably first and last and home entry in Poland, like when everybody's all gathered together, but they have not actually released a running order.
Gotcha.
This
would be a fun one to open with, which would be too bad for him, but I don't think this is going to win anyway. So yeah, just go ahead and put him first. Yeah, it was fun. You mentioned that he can't really dance. I felt like his jean jacketing friends could dance quite well. There's some definite cool choreography potential here.
Yeah.
But it's just fun. It's not spectacular. It's just a fun little tune. I feel like if this were kind of ironically, if a song was basically this in regular Eurovision, we would probably be panning it pretty hard, would be my guess. This is one that I really think works better when it's just a kid and his friends having a good time.
It reminded me of the same way that Poland's song from 2 years ago, Light Me Up, was just like, oh yeah, I like this song when it came out 8 years ago and it was Coldplay, like that kind of thing. Like, I don't know, but yeah, if this kid wants to sing this, then that's great. I'm fine.
See, for me, I feel like the Dutch songs of Junior Eurovision are so finely tuned for that very, very specific tween to early teen market. Like, some countries, they're like, they get a little bit more kiddie, some get, way too advanced. This is, late Disney Channel, Hannah Montana, early Jonas Brothers era, the kind of stuff that if you were studying for your bar mitzvah, your little brother, little sister, the next room over would be like blasting on their stereo, pissing you off while you're trying to study for your Haftorah portion. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just me.
We've all been there.
But like, looking at like the last couple of years that they've had, I mean, they've had songs that are generally the older entrants at the contest. They generally tend to be the 13, 14 year olds rather than like the 10, 11 year olds. So they kind of have really finely tuned the market for that. And yeah, I mean, they literally had a song a couple years ago just called Ich bin ein Teenager, like I am a teenager.
Ich bin ein Teenager. That's it. Got my accent in.
There you go.
Early on.
There you go. You gotta hone your craft, Danny. Yeah. Get your accent working.
Oh, Germany. Where are you now?
Germany. They're in Germany.
I think it's where we left it. Yeah.
At least they're not in this contest. Germany of all nations.
No, I don't think they've ever been a junior, actually.
No, I was going to say. Wow. Wow. Waste their time? Man.
No, well, so,
they don't allow children there.
There are no German children. Yeah.
There are German babies, and then they vanish for 10 years, and they are 18.
Yep.
What are those Michael years Schulte? Ago? I don't know.
Some sort of German Rumspringa? I don't know.
Something like that.
So, Derek, what do you think of this one?
So, I feel a little bad that I disparaged his dancing before, and I'll just say, well, he's clearly not a dancer, and I'm fine with that, but maybe he shouldn't try to dance when he's surrounded by actual dancers.
Well, I mean, it's good for him, because that way he could just focus on his singing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what he should be doing.
Yeah.
And I notice that sometimes, too, in the adult version, they'll try to make the singer dance with dancers, and they're not as good a dancer, and it just makes it more obvious.
Like Serhat.
Like Serhat, yes.
Like Serhat.
My one suggestion would be, just don't dance, you're fine. It's fun, yeah, I feel like, it almost feels like watching the video and listening to the song, it feels like it was written for an older singer. He's hanging out at a bar and at a dance club kind of setting, and it sounds like, yeah, I'm hanging out
with like
my
boys.
Oh,
like all the kids are seated around a table, and then they like cheers their milkshakes,
yeah,
and you're like, these should be Heinekens.
The whole time I'm thinking, they should be drinking beer, they should be, you know, it should be late night, you know, the stuff that I'm... And it's like, yeah, but it, like they took the song and they just gave it to children and made everything for children. And suddenly, but they didn't change anything.
That's uncanny. This seems very believable, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little
Duncan Lawrence.
That way.
Duncan Lawrence passed on this and was like, "What else you got?" And to be fair, that worked out fine.
Yeah. Upgrade.
I don't know. I think he could have sold this.
Honestly, Eric, you said that this won't win. I have a sneaking suspicion it might.
Really?
Like, I don't know.
Has that ever happened? Winning them both in the same year? I'm guessing not.
To
because
my knowledge.
Because... Because, like, Georgia and Malta always win junior, so probably not.
No. I don't think it... No, it hasn't happened yet.
That'd be crazy.
I have the sneaking suspicion this will be much more palatable for a different demographic that is not us.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see the kids with the app eating this up, too.
Yeah. This doesn't bother me, but I have the strange feeling that it will be a delight to many people.
And also considering he's one of only a small handful of male singers...
Yeah.
And that tends to kind of suck up a bit of a vote. I mean, right now, the male-female split, I think there's only, let's see, Australia has a solo male, Georgia, Kazakhstan,
yeah.
Netherlands, and Russia is a duet male-female.
Hmm.
So it's very, very skewed. Hmm. And that often tends to kind of inflate some of the male scores when the songs are done well. You saw that in Italy's debut. So 2014, Italy was the only male singer, and he just swept up the vote. Because, you know, a lot of the televote were, you know, younger girls in that market saying, oh, cute boy singing in Italian about his first love. Vote.
That's exactly how it went.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good song, but you know.
Before we go into our next song, I also want to mention that if you have any opinions about Netherlands or any of these other songs, please let us know on social media. We are at 12pointsUSA on Twitter and Facebook. You can email us at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com or just check us out at 12pointsfromamerica.com.
It's .com.
Yeah, there's pictures of us and bios where most of the information is true.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us...
Who do we have next? Is it Poland? Who is it?
North Macedonia.
Macedonia. How could I forget?
All right, representing Macedonia... Sorry, North Macedonia.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
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 I'll never be allowed into Skopje with that
all
kind of
our
mouth.
Greek... Yes.
But yeah, representing North Macedonia is Mila Moskov, 14 years old, with Fire. Guys, What do you think?
I actually rather enjoyed this one. That is all.
Well, I did not. I think the song is okay. I don't like it at all lyrically. It feels just very bland. I have got the fire. Music is my passion. I don't know.
I have the same feeling. It's a shame that we have matched a girl with a voice that I think is a lot like Sia's with lyrics that are not trying hard. The verses that are in, is it Macedonian? Mm-hmm. They play to my ear much better than the English does.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, if she had sung the whole thing in Macedonian and the lyrics were otherwise exactly the same.
Yeah.
It would be up several places for me, I think. And I know that this is just kind of the case when countries where English is not prominently spoken have passages in English. Sometimes this is what happens, but this one in particular, it just feels really clunky.
Clunky or less clunky than Italy's.
Mm.
Ooh.
Less clunky.
Yeah, a little bit less clunky.
I'd say it's a narrow win for me.
So let me just defend this a little bit. I kind of rather enjoyed it. I liked it from the beginning. I like the song has a lot of attitude. The way she sings it, it has like passion and energy to it. Even though the lyrics are kind of meh, when she's not singing in English, I really got into it.
For the first 40 seconds of this song, I was really feeling it. And then at the chorus, I'm like, eh. Yeah. It's the opposite of how most songs are.
But it's interesting that
she happens in the first part. I'm not gonna lie.
Like you're more focused on the chorus, and that kind of ruined your experience for me. I'm willing to ignore the chorus and just focus on the verses. And I thought those were really good.
I
thought she sang everything beautifully. But the thing is, for me, the chorus is the only thing that I really remember, which is a shame. Like I mean, granted, a large part of it is the fact that I don't speak any Macedonian. But
what?
I'm a woman of many talents, but that's not there quite yet.
Next on Duolingo.
But her voice is great. She's got an interesting presence. She, you know, I don't know how they're planning on styling her for the show, but
they're going to set her on fire.
She'll have the fire.
She's going to be dressed as Heat Miser from The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Ooh. It'll be like Rammstein. She'll have the pyro up her sleeve.
Oh.
So you just spray it over the audience.
No Germany.
They got to represent.
Okay.
No, not here.
But I like the fact that she is, you know, about 14 years old, but she's not like the little fluffy girly girl that she's, you know, a little bit more androgynously dressed. She's, you know, it's cool short haircut, amazing curly hair that I am frankly incredibly jealous of, but she's not like the little fluffy teenage girl singer.
Yes.
That it feels a lot more authentic.
She has a strange combination of youth and gravitas in this performance.
She comes across as very confident.
Mm-hmm.
She's 11 from season 3 of Stranger Things.
She's got the fire.
This one sits right in the middle for
telekinesis.
It's
like I appreciate like the big swelling anthemic choruses, but the lyrics, like you guys said, just kind of are a little flat for me.
To be wanted.
Yeah, and I wish I spoke or understood enough Macedonian to be able to see if, you know, for all I know, the verses could be deep, poetic, life-changing. I just don't know.
Probably not.
But I don't know.
I think she's a phenomenal singer, and I think this is another example of a great singer kind of getting saddled with a mediocre song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to see what else she can do.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that this year, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, who's next now?
Following North Macedonia.
The home team.
It is the hometown. Yes. Yeah, we go to Vicky Gabor with, it's Victoria, but I'm guessing Vicky, because it's Polish, and V's are W's, and W's are Z's, and Q's are L's.
Dogs and cats, and
living together.
Mass hysteria. Yes. But yes, Vicky Gabor singing Superhero.
All right, that was Vicky Gabor with Superhero. That is Poland's entry this year. Sam, what do you think?
I can't believe she's 12 and she's singing. It's It's so contemporary. It's so poppy. Mm-hmm. It's catchy. It's like, honestly, if this were completely in English, I could easily see this being a summer hit in the US. If this had been given to one of many standard pop singers, I can understand why Poland won last year, considering it's a similar, I don't think it's the same songwriting team, but they have really, really outdone themselves. I really think that the fact that the delegation has presented, again, a song that is very contemporary, young and youthful, but not too kiddie, a really good balance. You think back to last year and the success that Poland had at Junior Eurovision, and beyond that, the success that Roxy Weigl, last year's winner, has had. You know, she just won the MTV EMA for Best Polish Act.
That's true.
And you could see that kind of falling to Vicky this year. Hmm. I think it's a natural progression, and it would not shock me to see this do the double.
Yeah?
It wouldn't shock me.
I could definitely see that as well. It is extremely well-polished and Polish.
Polish polish.
Yeah. Personally, I'm not that into it. I liked it more on the first couple of listens, but when we sort of re-listened to it a moment ago, it just kind of whatever. But it definitely kind of has that certain something. It's a is this a fuego?
It feels like a fuego.
It's a bit fuego-y.
I will feel this is close and has kind of an adjacent problem to France, where I thought France's song could have benefited with a little bit less production. I feel like this, there are just a few components that I wish I was hearing more of. Hmm. Like, I absolutely love that synthy sitar riff, but it's only there for two measures, and we don't get it. I really like that. I really like that thing in this chorus, but it's just there in two little snatches. Like, I don't get enough of it. There's great parts to this song, but they're not lingered upon the way that I wish they were.
Yeah, huh. I could see that. Derek is pondering.
I'd be the same reaction I had to France on this one. I like there's like a Save the Earth message in it, and what I like about this one, as opposed to Italy, is this one's a bit more subtle.
Yeah, it doesn't bash you over the head.
Until the very end.
Until the very end.
And hopefully shows her that in the live show. I mean, she will, but I don't think she should.
Yeah.
We are superheroes. Planet is our home.
Yeah, yes. You don't need that. I think it's there, but it's not hitting you over the head with it.
But which planet?
Oh.
Ooh.
Planet Fitness.
For anyone who doesn't
my
know
home.
What that is.
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, God, no.
That's not anyone's home.
No.
I agree, though. I could see this winning, because this is the kind of song that, on the first listen, is incredibly enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that's all they're going to have.
Yeah, and that's all you need. Yeah.
Like, right. Looking at the sort of propulsion and the momentum that Poland had last year, Vicky was a finalist in The Voice Kids in Poland. It's a very similar trajectory that Roxy Weigl had last year. And Roxy, one of her strengths is that she went into this contest with a massive, massive following on social media, which in a contest where a lot of the votes are given online,
that's a big help.
Mobilizing that social media presence is really a boon. And I think between her and Spain, who we'll hear in a couple of songs, it's certainly a help. And I think it gives her a bit of a leg up on the competition. So, wouldn't shock me.
I do love, I agree with Danny. I think there needs a little bit more ethnic flair to it.
That's its strong point. And it's only holding itself back.
Yeah. I think they were kind of afraid to go too ethnic.
Too fuego. Because again, that's the thing with fuego, is maybe they're quite cognizant that last year at Eurovision Standard, Eurovision Classic, that perhaps there were a few too many fuego copycats. I don't know if that's like...
Fuegolites.
Fuegolites?
As my dear friend Ellie said, fuegolites. Yeah.
Well, it's like if they had allowed that sitar riff to play out, that might have sounded a lot like the post-chorus in Fuego. But which, again, is what made Fuego... It's half of what made Fuego amazing.
Yeah.
The other half was the hair.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think one of the nice things, too, is I would encourage countries to look into other countries' music and styles and adopt it in a respectful way. You know,
yeah, in a respectful way, because it's very easy.
Cultural appropriation is kind of a bad thing.
That could veer very,
there's like
very
sort of an Indian influence to this that I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't mind seeing other artists experiment with different styles and kind of see what they can do with it.
I'm really, really excited to see how she stages this. Or I say she, but really it's the delegation, when hopefully with her input as well. But
nope,
really...
it's all her.
It's all her.
Junior Eurovision, you're on your own.
In a perfect world. No, it'll be very interesting to see. And I'm sure the crowd is really going to get behind her too on site. So
yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to go nuts.
This would not be the kind of year where the hometown entry would be like some slow ballad. This is the year where they go big.
Ugh, well, they won it twice. Do you think they'd host it again then if they won?
Wouldn't shock me. Probably put it in another city, you know.
Both not getting it otherwise.
Yeah. Put it up in Krakow. Put it in the party for everybody in Gdansk, you know.
Oh, yeah. Come on in Gdansk. That'll be the thing.
I've been saying it in years.
Patent pending. Eurovision, if you want it, you got to come to us.
Yep.
That's right.
All right, shall we move on to our next one alphabetically?
Oh, I suppose.
Is it Mother Russia?
No, we have Portugal to go to before that.
You're bad at guessing these.
I am not good at countries. All right, let's listen to Portugal.
Portugal.
Joana Almeida with Vem Comigo, or Come With Me. Let's make it happen now. Let's make it happen. All right, my friends. Joana Almeida for Portugal. Vem Comigo. You coming with her? What's up? What are you thinking?
No.
She is young. She knows what to do.
This is a mess.
No.
I don't want to be mean.
I know, but I am grasping. I'm grasping for a legitimate compliment. I can't even compliment the costumes.
She's just
wearing her normal, you know.
I know.
It's not a costume, it's just clothes, you know.
Is it unfair to say that maybe they just kind of threw this off?
It feels like it.
It was 11:30 on
the night before the deadline.
Yeah, on Sunday night. I was like, oh.
That's due tomorrow?
Okay. Joey, your daughter can sing, right? No? Okay, well, just get in the... Come on, let's...
I don't know if I have anything substantive to say. I just didn't like it. I think it's obvious what there is to not like. It's the song.
It's we talked before about clunky transitions from native language to English or native language to any other language, really.
This is pretty rough on this.
And it's embarrassingly... forthwith its message, like
cloying.
Am I watching the little like 2-minute snippet that plays after a Captain Planet episode with these lyrics?
Danny, I'm with you. I'm having a hard time coming up with a saving grace for this. It's not a good song. It's, you know, there are some other not great songs that are at least well sung, and I don't know that this really has that going for it either. And
she is one of this year's younger singers. She's only about 10.
Uh-huh.
We've had quite young singers in this competition. Kazakhstan comes to mind, where we have found praise with their abilities. But even with her, there's nothing about this song that showcases her.
I mean, at least Kazakhstan, I mean, he's 2 years older, and Kazakhstan is, Yerzhan is 12. But a lot of training and a lot of polish can happen in 2 years, and there's also a big difference in the image that a 10-year-old will portray on stage versus a 12-year-old. And this is just too kiddy, too juvenile. Not polished enough.
It feels like they're marketing her as a much younger person. Because when I watched, I'm like, what is she, like 7 or 8, maybe?
A lot more cutesy.
Even her dress, her style, her movement.
Sundress and the... All she needed was a jean bucket hat with a sunflower on it.
Yeah, exactly. Blossom!
Yeah.
I mean, this is the sort of thing that if there were a junior Eurovision where you can't be older than 8 or something like that, this is the sort of thing I would envision, but that's just not doing it for me.
I mean, before we started recording tonight, I was listening back to some of the clips and of some of the songs from the 2008 competition, so the year that Bizkebi won.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like this song would have fit in junior Eurovision a decade ago.
I think I can say that. This feels like it would have been passable years ago, but we are not at that point any longer.
Which is really interesting, because, I mean, Portugal's only been in... I mean, they were in the very, very early years of junior, and then they took a long pause and then rejoined actually after Salvador won at senior, so I think they probably gave him a pass into junior, and they've been attending ever since. Their first year back...
But they have the internet in Portugal, don't they?
Absolutely. They've got incredible songwriters. But the first year back, they had this very young song called YouTuber, which I was almost wondering if that was even allowed. But it was all about how the girl, you know, wants the boy of her dreams to notice her, so she wants to be a YouTuber. The following year was another song about social media called Gosto Tudo e Já Não Gosto de Nada, which means I like everything, I don't like anything anymore. And it was actually
That's a mood.
I'm on board.
Seems very Portugal.
It was, And it was actually really cute and very cheeky and a little bit closer to what we're seeing currently. But this just feels like a step, like 4 steps back.
Yeah.
It really does. It's crazy to think that Salvador Sobral all wrote this.
No.
Moving on is...
Yeah, somebody...
No,
yeah.
We at Russia.
Why do I have a feeling like in 10 minutes, like, Salvador's going to knock on the door and just smack you upside the head for that?
It'll be a great guest feature.
Oh my God, it would be. Salvador, we love you.
Come I on. Got my ass kicked by Salvador Sobral.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, Russia.
Sticker, man. 12 points Russia. For that ass kicking.
What do we got coming from Russia this year?
All right, we've got this year's only duet with Tatiana Mezhentseva and Denberel Orzhak with A Time For Us.
Finally, A Time For Us. Let's listen.
Time is coming, it's now. Live and people, there's no limit for us. As we are strong, to unite all the world and break every wall. Keep the fire up and burning in our souls. Time is coming, it's now.
So that's Russia.
That was Russia.
It was and is Russia.
I'll start off by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually, as an American, disinclined to Russia. I will throw that out right now. I really like this. I really like this. His voice is kind of a hard pill to swallow on its own, but his voice gels shockingly well with hers.
Yeah, her like little angelic fluffy voice and his like kind of rough hoarseness. It works oddly well.
Yeah, you are not expecting the chorus to sound that good. And you can pick it, you know, you're like, you can hear the rasp in the chorus. And you can hear her, you know, doing her lovely belting. But I'm shocked.
This is like adding chocolate song to your chili sauce, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that this worked that well. Eric, thoughts?
I disagree.
Okay.
I do think they sound, they blend together surprisingly well. I completely agree with that. I when they were singing separately, I just thought, oh boy, here, you know, these are two trains heading right towards each other.
These are the trains from the word problem.
Yes, yes.
And they are on the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Yes.
They
do sound better together than I would have guessed, but I don't like the song. I think it's another case of weird changes from native language to English. It's not as awkward as some of the others, but
at least the English lyrics aren't insipid this time.
True.
I think these are fine lyrics.
Okay.
Do you not?
They're okay.
They're okay.
I'm not into it. Derek, help me out here. No.
I found it a bit schmaltzy. I think it felt a little manipulative. I mean, I like the message. I think their harmonies are great. I think individually they're very interesting. They have really interesting voices, and they contrast really well. And then they come back together really well. When they're singing in English, though, and kind of the message, it's just like, it's a little cloying. Which, I mean, for kids is fine, but at the same time, I'm like, you can treat children as adults a little bit, I think, too.
Especially in something like this.
Yeah.
Where there's a big stage and millions of people watching. And
yeah.
I'm kind of in agreement with you guys. Like, I love their voices together. I'm really intrigued by Denberel's voice. He is actually from Kizil, which is the capital of the Tuva Republic. And if you know anything about Tuva, this is the region that's known for the dual tone throat singing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me is almost wondering if that is sort of maybe he's, I mean, not that everybody in Tuva can throat sing. Like that.
What? What do you mean?
You know, they all just talk with a whistle tone. But yeah. And I'm almost wondering if, because growing up exposed to that as a part of the cultural heritage, maybe it's something that he's more attuned to, and that's a sort of affected the voice, or that maybe he's training or has trained, but it causes really cool affectation there. Either way, you know, the song itself doesn't do a ton for me. I think if it were any two other voices or any other single voice, I'd be sort of like, meh, but they're just intriguing. I'm intrigued by this. I'm intrigued by them. The song is like, hmm. But the whole package together, it's okay. I'm not completely averse to this. And honestly, I'm just thrilled to see somebody from Tuva.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We said this earlier in the episode. We like seeing the ethnic flair of your country being highlighted in your song.
Unfortunately, we're not seeing a ton of that in the song itself. Maybe, like I said, the tiny bit of influence in Denberel's voice. But the song, I feel like this song could be from anywhere. Song could be from Portugal. The song could be from Sweden. The song could be from Australia. It's the voices that make this special. It's the language that makes it special.
Here's what I'm wondering. How are they going to stage this?
I mean, they did have a national final. This was selected through national final.
Oh.
So they could have taken cues from what they did at the national final, which I think was them on the stage together. It's some big globe kind of prop and dancers dancing around the around and in the globe, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
But who knows? I mean, people at home who didn't see the video for the song, it's a sort of post-apocalyptic kind of children banding together to create a new society.
Deal with it being the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I love the beginning when she's just like, is there anyone out there? Like it's, you know, like it's the end of the day after. Yeah.
Another thing I find really interesting is that Tatiana is, from what I can tell, the youngest singer in this year's competition. She's only 9.
Oh, really? For real?
She's 9.
Wow.
And yet I get more of a maturity from her.
Could have fooled me.
Than I get from a lot of the other singers in this year's competition.
Yeah. It did fool me.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm still about this song. This song is top half for me.
Okay. Considering that Russia has, you know, a number of former Soviet states within this competition as well. Armenia, Georgia, Ukraine, Belarus.
Italy.
Kazakhstan.
France.
But a number of nations who are Russia adjacent. There's a bit of back and forth with that, so I think they're coming in another place of strength. Who knows?
Of all the Save the Earth kind of songs, this and Poland I can see doing considerably well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just based on the strength of the singing as well and the style of music.
Yeah, the subtlety of the message. It doesn't bash you over the head too much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shall we move on to another potentially...
Yeah. Danny, what's this one going to be?
What comes after... I have prematurely written down Serbia. Is it Serbia?
It is Serbia!
It's Serbia.
Yeah. Congratulations. You won Junior Eurovision.
All right, who's this?
You're the new Jan Ulisan.
No, it's such responsibility. All right, who's singing for Serbia?
Her name is Daria Vrasevic with Podigni Glas, or Raise Your Voice. Earth is hurting now, and that's our only hope. Daria Vrasevic with Podigni Glas, Raise Your Voice. All right, another environmentally infused song for this year's roster. What do you guys think?
I'll say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate and clarify, Sam, you'll be able to say whether or not I'm speaking out of my butt or anything, but Serbia has a proclivity to sing not in English.
At Senior Eurovision, that is certainly the case.
Yeah, they really like their own language.
They really
What's
do.
Not to like?
Yeah, it's beautiful musically. At Junior, yeah, generally so. I mean, at Junior, you have to sing in mostly your own native language.
But
I believe there's only been one other time that they've had English decently representative, and it was their first entry in 2006. So this is probably the most English that they've ever had.
Which this song only much, really.
Yeah, no. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. There is not that much English in this song. I love this song. This song's great.
I totally agree, Danny. I think this is great. This, I think, as long as the vocal pipes are there live, this is going to do really well. And I'm not super worried about that, if I'm being honest. It seems like she knows what she's doing. She has a great voice that's not, like, bombastic. Because this isn't a bombastic song. This is somewhere between Save the Earth ballad and just a bop. And it toes that line pretty well. And it sounds great. It's fun. You can see in the video that she
has performance experience.
She's going to rock this. As long as the voice is there, and seems like it probably will be, then yeah, this is gonna do great. This is a really good one.
This song does everything right, in my opinion. They're like the type of song, the type of feel that they're aiming for is only suited by her performance, the amount of production that went into the audio. This is I can't give a suggestion on how to improve this. This is pretty good, pretty solid.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think between the importance of the message while not being wacky over the head with it, even though you can obviously tell this is what she's singing about, that she's singing about, you know, save the planet, save the earth, we don't have a planet B, but at the same time, it doesn't feel quite as forced as we're seeing from other songs. It feels a lot more earnest, and maybe it's just the theatricality. She does have a lot of theater experience and a lot of also voiceover experience, and I think that's really lending itself to her performance. It doesn't feel too manipulative. It doesn't feel... This just works for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that driving, forceful kind of beat and energy to it. It's, you know, I don't want to fully call this a rock song, but, you know, it has that sort of the energy of a powerful pop song. It's power pop.
Yeah.
Power pop, would you say?
Not quite, but it has that, exactly. You know, it's...
I mean, I don't... How would we classify this? Is this sort of anthemic pop?
This is definitely... It's an anthemic pop.
Anthemic pop? Yeah. All right. No, but it has more grr and a bit more power to it than a lot of the other pop songs that we've seen.
It's a more genuine emotion behind the power in this song.
Yeah, and this, I really like that about this.
This is a kid who is... passionate about singing and about what she's singing about, and it shows. That's why it works.
Absolutely. And it should be noted that Daria is listed as one of the composers and one of the lyricists of this song, which is not common for this year, so I think that there might be some more connection than usual. Granted, we don't know. For all we know, she could have just been, you know, sitting playing with her phone in the room where the composing was being done and she just, hey, you like this, Daria? Sure, yeah. And, you know, we put her as composer and lyricist, but she could have had a real hand in this. We weren't in the room, and I would love to have been the fly on the wall for this. But
that would have been cool.
But yeah, she is listed as one of the composers for this. Good honor,
Derek.
So Derek,
you've been awfully quiet over there.
This song is pretty great. I'll say two things that this song does right that I don't think any of the other songs have done in terms of like environmental message. Mm-hmm. And that's number one, it's subtle in its message. It only has a couple of lines in English that are going to reach everybody, and it gets the point across at the very end when you're already caught up in the song. Otherwise, it's in its own language. But the second thing that really works for it is she has attitude.
Yeah.
And it really comes across. And it has an anger and a passion to it that I think some of the other songs don't really have. They're just kind of nice, and that's not going to inspire anyone to do anything.
And honestly, you think about, you know, going into larger global names right now, Greta Thunberg, she's not necessarily being paid attention to because she's just sitting there looking pretty and saying, hey, let's all save the world. She's being paid attention to for many reasons, but one of them is because she's pissed off. And she's unabashed about it, and she's angry, and she's forceful. And sometimes that is what is effective, especially from what would be otherwise considered a small voice.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what resonates.
And I think it really helps too. Her theater experience really comes through in the video. I think that's really going to come through on stage as well.
Yeah.
I think she can convey a lot of emotion with her body language. Even though she's small, she seemed very formidable.
This might be the performance I'm most excited to see.
Yeah.
I still want to see France a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You said that there might not be other artists who have brought attitude. I think France has a lot of attitude, but...
It's a very different attitude.
But it's a different attitude, and it's not in this very, very... very like popular genre of the environmental message song.
Yeah.
Second half is just full. Is the next one going to be one too?
In fact, it is.
Oh gosh, all right. Who is this next? Slovenia, Slovakia, who we got?
Spain,
great.
Yep, so very different genre. We have Melanie Garcia. Oh, sorry, this is Spain. Melanie Garcia.
Yeah, fam.
Thala. With Marte, or Mars.
That is Melanie Garcia with Marte. That is from España. Sam, what do you think?
That range. That voice.
That range, though.
Oh, my God. All right, so we don't necessarily have the subtlety of the message that we had with Serbia.
Mm-mm.
But what we lose in subtlety, we gain in just vocal mastery, which for a 12-year-old, holy crap. So she was the winner of the 2018 version of La Voz, or the kids' version of The Voice in Spain, which is, you know, impressive enough as is. But then giving her this song with its opportunity for her to really show off what she can do, it's pretty spectacular. The song itself for me is a little bit on, you know, it's a bit heartstringy, tuggy for me.
There's plastic in my waves, I must confess. I am no longer blue. I am the ocean. Othin.
But to its credit, at no point does it switch to English.
I don't speak Spanish,
and had I not known what she was saying, I'm on board. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Until I read the subtitles, and I was like,
But if it came on
the radio, or it was on the show, and I didn't know what she was saying, but I got the message from the presentation visually,
yeah,
I still really enjoy this.
I mean, keeping in mind that, you know, Spain is the only Spanish-speaking country that's participating. You know, the Portuguese will probably understand most of this. Yeah, some of the Italians will probably understand. Don't tell that to the Portuguese person. You'll get yourself punched in the head.
Oh, here comes Sobral again.
Oh, God.
Sobral, it's about time for him to bust in. Yeah.
With his powerful new heart.
Yay. We love you, Salvador.
Friend of the show.
The Italians will probably understand a decent amount of this, but you kind of have to be a bit less than subtle with the message when you're the only people who speak your language. And we'll talk about this more with Wales, I suppose.
Yeah. But
if this weren't subtitled and you had...
If I was sitting on the other side of the table and I wasn't watching the video and it was just playing, I'd rank this very highly. I really liked it. I thought she's a phenomenal singer. I can't wait to see what she does 5, 6, 10 years from now, when she's had more training and more... practice. And but even now she's phenomenal.
Yeah, get her to Juilliard, get her to whatever academy she wants to go to, she'll be fine.
I have to put it this way. Now, our friend Mike he had this description for a song 2 years ago at the Eurovision party for Estonia's song La Forza.
Estonio.
Yeah. For La Forza, which was this,
Me llamo Estonio.
Yes. That operatic song. And he said, like, I don't enjoy this song, but if this were to come on the radio, I have to stop and appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much this for me. I don't love this song. It's not my cup of tea. But I have to admit that she got it. I don't love this. I don't know what could make me love it. It's just a kind of song that I'm not too hot about.
Well,
but
I mean, the fact is, we are also a group of people sitting around this table. We are in our 20s to 30s, and we're listening to a whole bunch of kids aged 9 to 14 singing. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, I'm assuming that most of this age group would probably not be crossing over into what we would normally be listening to, with a few minor exceptions.
A few notable exceptions, but they're the ones that I love.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
But, like, this wouldn't be the normal stuff that would float across your radar to begin with, unless we were, like, specifically going for Junior Eurovision.
Yeah.
Even still... Some of these could hold their own in an adult situation.
Oh, yeah.
You could play these on the radio and I wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah, like what we're saying about Poland, what we're saying about Serbia. Yeah, definitely. But when we're saying this isn't my cup of tea, it's like, well, is this not my cup of tea because it's not my cup of tea? Is it not my cup of tea because it's junior? Is it because it's operatic? Is it, you know, there are many different things. But the fact that you can, you know, like a piece of artwork.
Yeah, a song can convince me. And this one didn't win me over, but I still appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what your votes are going to be at the end of this episode.
Yeah. Eric, you like this one?
I do. We've talked before about these high notes and things like that, and I had two reactions going through this. I mean, even before we got to the serious vocal acrobatics at the end, my feeling was, this is the best singer of the crop this year. This is maybe the best voice.
Better than Ireland?
That I've heard. I think
different
so. Yeah. But in addition to that, my other big reaction was, there is a lot that can go wrong. Here. It's going to come down to performance. My sense of pitch isn't what it used to be, but I feel like at the end she was about as high up as La Forza got in 2018. I mean, this is
maybe
an
higher.
Extraordinary range.
Possibly higher.
And can she do that live?
How much helium are they allowed to give her?
That's up. We'll say this: when this gets performed at competition, it's not going to bore me. It's not going to bore anyone.
This has the potential to be an absolute showstopper.
Yeah,
I liked it musically as well. I think there's a bridge about halfway through that kind of incorporated some more pop elements and everything. It maybe actually lost me a little bit towards the end, where there's just a lot of vocal acrobatics for no real reason.
Well, it's showing off for showing off's sake, because honestly, people are going to be enthralled by her vocal ability.
That is part of the show, though.
Yeah,
to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't understand what she's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's a show.
Yeah, you work with what you got. She got it.
Showstopper potential for sure. I also feel, because of the composition of it and everything, this does kind of have the potential to crash and burn. And God, I hope it doesn't. I want to see her nail this. It would be a performance for the ages. I really mean that. This is daring. This is like Simone Biles going for this absurd degree of difficulty where just absolutely shooting for the stars. And
or at least for Mars.
Or for...
Oh, come on.
Next song.
Give me Ukraine.
The title means right. Mars.
I thought it meant death. Oh, I listened to that wrong. I studied French.
So Ukraine.
Yes.
Sofia Ivanko, the song is called The Spirit of Music. And it goes like this.
Ukraine's Sofia Ivanko, Spirit of Music. She is 14 years old.
Ooh!
Yeah, from Kiev. What, you were so excited?
Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
This song's fine.
I love the fact that they gave the subtitles for the ooh.
I know, subtitle, just in case you weren't sure if she was actually saying something in Ukrainian. But no, she was just going,
she's actually just saying,
ooh,
where,
yes,
in French.
In French, yeah.
Where's the rest of my piano? I also think it's fine. It's fine.
Don't hate it. She's fine. It's fine.
I actually kind of like this quite a lot. Again, this isn't necessarily one that I see reaching for the absolute top, but it's chill. It's a little jazzy. It feels very genuine. The English switch doesn't feel clunky, and the English lyrics are actually a bit more developed than you honestly see from a lot of junior English lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
She is listed as the sole lyricist. And one of two composers. So this one is definitely one that has been a lot more hands-on, which I definitely appreciate.
The other composer is Julian Casablancas. That's not true at all.
No, I like this. This feels just kind of very refreshing and honest and jazzy, and it probably will go nowhere because I think a lot of people will be paying more attention to the more exciting songs. But, you know, this is one of those ones that I'll just kind of keep in my little heart's lockbox and warble to myself quietly while I'm driving around from place to place.
Makes sense. Yes. I cannot wait to hear this song while I'm ordering a Starbucks in Kiev.
That's exactly this is to me
the Nora Jones of Ukraine.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing. I actually really liked it. I really enjoyed it. It kind of made me feel calm and sort of happy.
Dang, what are these guys talking about?
I don't know. I did get kind of a Sebi vibe, just from the general feel. I mean, Sebi was a lot more subdued from Senior Eurovision last year.
Well, Sebi makes this sound like Hatari, really.
It really does. Yeah. But I got that same kind of just sort of... more chill than anything.
Yeah, it's like I could imagine myself curling up with a big mug of cocoa in like a big soft easy chair, a cat at my feet, and like this and like her other songs. If I don't even know if she has other songs that have been released. This feels nice.
Sam, that's absurd. You don't have a cat.
All right, then I'll borrow yours.
No, she's mine.
The song sits well. It's easy to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels very earnest, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel, like, fake at all, which I think really helps.
Good for her. It won't win, but it's a good song.
No, I think with a lot of bombast, a lot of, like, big voices and things, I feel like this was necessary. A necessary addition.
It's a nice course to this meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it fits in really well with the rest of the songs, and it'll be a nice, not break, but... kind of change in tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know the running order, obviously, but like this coming right after Serbia and Spain is a pretty big contrast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bit of whiplash. Yeah.
Having said that, I still feel like standing out is a big part of doing well and winning these things, and I just don't think this will.
I don't think it's in the cards for her, yeah.
I don't disagree, but that doesn't mean I have to dislike.
I in no way hate this song.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do. It's just, I think we're all kind of on the same page.
Yeah, we're all... We like it.
We like it, but we don't expect it to be one of the Junior Eurovision evergreens, but that doesn't mean that it's not worthy of a place on this global stage.
I mean, we looked at how Sebi did. It wasn't this breakout, but it qualified. It did considerably better than I think everyone was expecting.
Mm-hmm. Sebi was great.
Yeah.
Sebi's fantastic.
And I feel like this could do the same. It could just kind of be a surprising upper third kind of song. Not like phenomenally well, but it'll do substantially better than I think people might give it credit for.
Yeah. We'll see how juries respond to it, honestly.
Yeah.
I think Televote might pass it over a little bit, but I think juries may respond decently to it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But we shall see on the actual event itself, which, if you are checking out your calendar, is November 24th, which is a Sunday.
It would be next Sunday.
If you are in Minnesota like us, it is at a 9 a.m. start.
So perfect for a Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Not that I would really recommend, you know, mimosas and junior Eurovision, but
I
know,
would.
This is better time than any, you know?
I think you're outvoted on that one,
All
Sam.
Right, fair enough.
Booze and children singing.
Nothing better.
No.
Maybe.
Sweet.
All right.
Bring the Prosecco.
What is our final song?
Final
from
song
Wales?
Is from Wales.
We saved the Wales for the end.
Finally.
We have Erin May Grove singing Calon Yn Ciro, which means heart beating. All right, guys, Wales' second entry at Junior Eurovision, Erin May, Calon Yn Ciro, heart beating, thoughts?
Odd. I think the thing I liked the most was that that little fiddle part in the chorus. I feel like if they brought that up a little bit, maybe just had Alexander Rybak just on stage playing that.
No.
Or whoever, his 14-year-old equivalent. Because he's what, like 17, 18 now?
Yeah. And,
that would be a good way to present this. There are elements of this I definitely quite like, but it's just kind of there.
Yeah. Is it possible for a song to be underproduced?
This is
way underproduced.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be turned up a little bit.
She needs some oomph. Her voice sounds very naked. Her voice sounds very alone.
Yeah, the backing track was kind of barely there.
Yeah.
Backing vocalists weren't really there.
Yeah. I mean, I had originally heard this at the national final level when it was basically this song in slightly different arrangements being paired with all the singers in the final. And the arrangement was a little bit different from the national final to the version that we heard with studio quality and everything. The violins were not in the version that I originally heard at all. It was really a little bit more of a pop rock kind of a sound, and I kind of preferred that older version.
Definitely sounds better.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the violins quite as much. It gave it more...
Oh, I did.
To me, it gave it a sort of folksy sound that... It made it feel too underproduced. It felt... you know, Wales, a lot of people don't necessarily know a ton about Wales, and I feel like having the sound that you hear primarily being the sort of fiddle, I feel like it's almost doing it a disservice by saying...
We're a fiddle country.
we're country. We're back, you know, we're the back end of everywhere, and this is... It just doesn't feel...
It doesn't feel connected.
It doesn't feel connected. Yeah, yeah. I miss that little bit of a bit more of a pop rock edge. I think it worked better with her voice.
Seems like the karaoke mix of the song that I should be hearing.
Yeah.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Because everything is kind of turned...
Sure, yeah. The re-record that's cheaper.
It feels a little cheap.
And
which is sad.
It'll be interesting to see how things are rebalanced when they make it to the big stage.
Yeah, this could be really fun live. The studio version just feels flat. Yeah.
I'm kind of worried that they're not going to do that. Like, they're going to get up on stage and they're just going to kind of present it almost as is, and it's just going to disappear. Like, no one's going to remember it or vote for it, which is really kind of sad.
Which is a real shame, because they're definitely... This is better than other songs in the competition.
Yeah.
And considering that last year, their debut, they came in last.
Oh.
Which is a shame, with another great song, in my opinion. I thought that Perta by Manu was quite lovely.
Well, this will do better than that.
I hope so. I really genuinely hope so.
The message of the song I'm worried about is getting a little bit lost, too, because it's supposed to be uplifting and inspiring, but it feels a little subdued.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that message, if you don't understand what the lyrics are saying, and most people won't, I'm not getting that. Like, I could see the subtitles, I could understand what she was saying, but without that, I'm not really sure sure what she's talking about. Like, I'm not feeling any emotional.
It's just sort of a little happy ditty, just, but beyond that...
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's something that really needs to come forward in staging. Ireland and Wales could have easily fallen back into English, saying, well, they're co-officials, so technically these are still our languages, but they're going all in on their local languages, which, as a linguistic
stuff, I always prefer that.
Worried that they were on the right track with the original version of the song and they've lost a little bit of that momentum with this revamp.
Mm-hmm.
Wish that they would just go back to that first version.
Just go for it, Wales.
Turn it up to 11.
We want you to.
All right.
I'm fine. Yeah. That's the last song. That is our song number 19
for 2019. Yeah.
Now we are going to take a second to tabulate our rankings. We are going to give all of us individually are going to assign the classic Eurovision point system, the jury point system, of course, and then we will add them all together. We will let you know who gets nil point. I imagine it will be a healthy few.
So
we'll come back in just a tiny second.
Yeah, we need some like tabulating music. Derek, can you play some tabulating music?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And we're back. As the official Jan Ulasand of this table, mm-hmm. I am here to tell you that I have a result, and I'm retiring in a few months.
Okay, how we're going to do this is each of us are going to read off our results 1 through 7, and then we are going to each individually read off our 8, 10, and 12. Eric, as the tabulator, would you like to begin with your
1 through 7? Again, we're just going to go through this quickly. I gave 1 point to Kazakhstan, 2 to Albania, 3 to Poland, 4 to the Netherlands, 5 to France, 6 to Ireland, and 7 to Spain. Spain was very close to one of those top 3 for me, but it didn't quite get there. Derek?
Not too dissimilar. I had 1 for Kazakhstan.
Hey.
2 for North Macedonia, 3 for Poland, 4 for Ukraine, 5 for Armenia, 6 for Albania, and 7 for Spain. And I thought Spain could go a little higher, but it was difficult.
That one's just going to come down to the performance. It's really good, but it could go really badly. Mm-hmm. Like, it's tough to say. Sam!
All right, well, I do have the disclaimer. I basically had 12 songs in my top 10, so I want to give a doff of the cap to Kazakhstan and North Macedonia, basically numbers 11 and 12 for me.
Oh, I'm sure they really appreciate it.
Yeah, the no points that I'm giving them in this thing of no consequence. But anyway, the actual points... 1 to Albania, I give 2 to Russia, 3 to Ukraine, 4 to Armenia, 5 to Malta, 6 to Ireland, and 7 to Poland. Really not an easy choice.
And Danny.
We have a couple of things. I think I'm going to shock a few people. I'm going to shock people! 1 point to Russia, 2 to Ireland, 3 to Spain, 4 to North Macedonia, 5 to the Netherlands, 6 to Australia,
ooh.
7 to Serbia.
Australia,
Okay.
It's fine. I had a critical reevaluation.
Somebody tried to bribe you, didn't they?
Yes. A little better than Netherlands. Same kind of, poppy stuff. Eric,
all right.
Your 8.
I gave my 8 points to...
Is it Ireland?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Ireland was in my previous
thing.
You should have paid attention.
I did.
Armenia. Armenia is super fun and just has this attitude that I think just is going to play really well. It's a super fun song. That's it. That's my third best song of the bunch. Derek.
I gave 8 points to Malta. I think it's an amazing song. I think it has a lot of emotion. It sounds very mature, but I think children will still really like it. It has that broad appeal, so there you go.
I gave my 8 to... drum roll.
Drum, 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 drum.
I gave my 8 to Spain. Yeah, I couldn't resist those high notes. It wouldn't necessarily be the kind of song I would listen to on my own, but I cannot deny the mastery that she's got at such a young age. And I'm a sucker for it. What can I say? There are 2 more that obviously I've got higher, but gotta give a credit where credit is due.
I thought maybe even at 8 we would have a lot of similar placements, but my 8 is slightly different too. My 8 is Poland. It would have been 10 or 12. I really like this song, but like I said earlier in the episode, there are a few great things that I felt should have been mined a little harder. This is still a bop, as they say.
All right, then we go to our 10s. Sam, why don't we start with you?
All right. I gave my 10 to Serbia. Podini Glas. Raise Your Voice. I thought it had the great balance of modernity. It was youth-focused without being too kiddy. Great, great forceful presentation of a message without being whacking over the head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is absolutely right up my alley. So my 10 goes to Serbia.
Gotcha. Danny?
My 10 goes to Armenia. I heard a lot of Armenia's high in your guys' lists. Armenia is too much fun, and it works really well. That's all. Armenia's great.
My 10 also went to Serbia. Sam, I think you had it just right. This just feels like the quintessential junior Eurovision song.
In the best way.
In a good way. A quintessential modern Eurovision song. It's still a kid's song, but it really has some power to it and fun and so forth. So Serbia gets my 10. Derek?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. My 10 points goes to Serbia. And I'll just restate what you guys said and what I said earlier. It's this is how to do a message song. Mm-hmm. It's not overpowering, but it's passionate. It has drive and energy. I think it has a lot of potential to actually reach an audience and get them motivated, which is what you want to do with a message song.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now for the 12s.
Let's start with Derek. You just went. Go again.
That's how this works, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to say my 12 points goes to France. After we listened to it, I could not get it out of my head, and I was humming it at work for the last 2 days.
Oh, nice.
And it's just infectious and fun, and I love it, and I think it'll be great. I really hope it does well.
Well, turns out so do I, because I also gave France my 12.
Oh, how dare you!
I know, you're not special anymore,
Let
Derek.
Let me have this, Sam.
I'm so ruthless. No, I can't help but love France. It's quirky, it's fun, it's different, it's charming, it's emotionally evocative. I've been in Carla's shoes, even though her shoes are probably a lot more expensive and a lot more fashionable, she being French.
Probably smaller, too.
But... probably a lot. Well, I've got really tiny feet.
Petite feet?
I got teeny little feet. But regardless of my shoe size, this one just fits me just right. I love it. Love this. In my head, I then like do a wonderful mega mix between Bim Bam Toi and Vidlik by Onuka, which is a song that I mentioned last week. Oh, and it's just this wonderful mix in my brain. And I it just makes me feel so damn happy every single time I hear it. Ugh.
Danny?
I have to wonder if this is going to sweep. My 12 went to France. there's no other song at JESC this year that is like this song, both in terms of its feel and what she's singing about. Her playfulness and genuineness are great. I know when we were talking about this, I was saying this feels a little bit overproduced, but even so, the pros way outweigh the few cons of this song. This song I could put on a mix.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well.
Yes? Do it.
I already gave France 5.
Son of a... Mad. Where's
12 going?
My 12 points go to Malta.
Okay.
I am super, super into this song. And I think I said last week it feels like it would do really well at standard Eurovision. And that is not necessarily the standard by which a junior Eurovision song should be judged. But I just think this one is tremendous. I will say for France, in the few minutes we spent kind of thinking about where everything should go, France was as high as second for me and as low as seventh or eighth. Like I still don't quite know where to put it. It's really fun and interesting, but I don't know how much I actually like it. So
that being said,
I would be more than happy to see France win. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys ready for the results?
Bring it.
Here we go. First, we're just going to start from the bottom, and now we're here. And unfortunately, we did not award any points to Belarus, Georgia, Italy, Portugal, or Wales. Sorry to those countries.
I will maintain, though, that in Wales' original version, I probably would have thrown him a point or two.
It was a much better rendition of this one.
Yeah.
So in, let's see, 14th place, then, we have Kazakhstan with 2 points, Russia in 13th with 3 points, North Macedonia and Australia tied with 6, Ukraine with 7, Albania and the Netherlands with 9. Now we're getting into some of the big ones. Ireland Seventh place with 14 points. Sixth place, Poland, 21 points. Malta and Spain are tied for fourth with 25. Malta does have a 12 point, so I think that's official tiebreaker rules. That puts it slightly ahead. Or is that only, like, for winners?
I have to double check now. Oh. I'm, like, now judging, like, second guessing myself rather? Whether it's who has more 12s or who's received points from more distinct countries.
So Spain got votes from all of us. Mm-hmm. Malta had a 12. Danny gave Malta no points.
I gave Malta no points.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Didn't give Malta any points.
Ooh.
You are dead to me.
All right.
Third place.
Somebody throw pastizzi at him.
Third place, 27 Armenia? Points go to Armenia.
Yeah.
Second place, got three 10s and a 7 for 37 points. That's Serbia. And our runaway winner, 41 points.
Wow.
Congratulations to France.
France.
Love France. Well
done.
It's a great show.
Bravo.
Yes.
Voila. Présent.
Honestly,
Chouette.
Armenia, Serbia, or France, if they won, I'd be pleased as punch.
Yeah.
Oh. Love all of them.
Not any of the others?
No. You're right. Poland's dead to me. Not like, there's a healthy amount of songs that I really don't want to hear again, but there are a handful of songs here that I would love to listen to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, congratulations to France and slightly fewer congratulations to Serbia and Armenia. And that is our preview. Any other quick predictions from anybody?
It's going to be a great show. This is the first time that Poland has hosted any one of the big musical Eurovision events. They've done, I believe, Young Musicians or Young Dancers, but this is the first time they've done one of the bigger Eurovision marquee events. I think they're just going to have a lot of fun with it, and the kids are going to have a lot of fun.
There are going to be some spectacular performances at this, and I'm going to find a way to watch this and enjoy every second of it. I'm super excited. This seems like it's going to be a ton of fun.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening. Once again, check us out on social media. I'm going to screw it up. So, Danny, you do it.
Oh, my God. What do we got? 12 Points USA on Twitter, at 12 Points USA. On Google, we are, Gmail. Google, just look at Gmail. We are 12 Points from America. That's 12 Points from America. That's it. I mean, you guys are on Twitter, too. Eric's
That's
at
true.
Eric is tweeting.
That's true. Eric
and
is tweeting.
Sam is on at ESC Insider.
That's me.
Nice.
We did it.
We've been doing 20 episodes of this podcast. Derek and I aren't on Twitter.
Yeah, Luddites.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Let us know who you're rooting for at Junior Eurovision this year. And we'll probably put your comments on the show or something.
I hope to.
Sure.
If you're
that's
watching.
That's the Eric guarantee.
If you're watching Junior Eurovision from home, hit us up on social media. Let us know how you're celebrating watching a whole bunch of kids singing in Poland.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably end up watching it with, waffles and mimosas or something like
yes.
that.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Morning, but we'll make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
Waffles?
Waffles.
Yeah. Sweet. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. This is going to happen.
This is a waffle thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Junior Eurovision
traditional
waffles
Polish
has a
waffles.
Thing.
Yes.
It is now, anyway.
Yeah,
traditional
yeah.
Polish toaster waffles.
And we are just rambling. This is...
That's right. Let's keep them
great.
Here.
Yeah,
don't
right.
ever leave us.
Well, I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now!
Because this isn't a song that wants to be bombastic.
Mr. Boombastic?
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Go.
We gotta get our stinger in somehow, guys.